HXS, mobile.
KB2HXS, this is KR4AAE. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Heading to a band practice down the other side of, well, not the other side of, but down off of Pelham Road down there. That's where the gentleman who has this particular band, that's where we practice.
Sounds like that will be a fun evening. Practicing with the band, jamming out, always good. I don't think it's going to be you. And it's Dave, right? I remember Dave and HVAC, that's all I remember right now.
You're correct on both counts.
Bought a lottery ticket. I feel lucky. I'm actually still remembering names and call signs of when I first got on the radio, and haven't been on the radio much in the past few months. Summertime and just busy, busy.
I've been busy, busy myself, and I'm not going to buy a lotto ticket because I don't remember your name. Forgive me for that.
Dave, Steven, it's Steven's on this end. But yeah, I haven't been on in a while, and I haven't chatted with anybody much, but things are slowing down now, so I've got a little bit of a chance to hop on the radio for a little bit here and there. So I just squeeze it in when I can.
Yeah, same here. Same here. getting a little bit of a break with HVAC right now because the weather turned really nice and it's not 90 plus degrees. I got a couple things on my dance card. I got a couple things coming up, but I'm waiting on the customer. One of the things is the lady's getting her kitchen rebuilt in a trailer, and part of that includes the floor where the air handler sits in the closet. So once the floor gets rebuilt in the closet area there where the air handler goes, I can go back and reinstall all that stuff. That probably won't happen for another couple of weeks.
Like HVAC keeps you busy through the summertime. Is that accurate?
Heck yeah, busier than I'd like to be, but I mean, you know, shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, I guess. No, I'm fine. I can't talk. Once I get done busting a move for the summertime, I know I get a little bit of a break, and then when the cold weather hits, I'm out there repairing the heaters.
Yeah, definitely during the fall, I probably don't need a heater until the wintertime, but that's good to know. I am looking at getting into HVAC as soon as I get my electrician's license, journeyman stuff done, and hit the HVAC. So I may give you a shout and say, hey, let me see what goes on in HVAC before I take the plunge.
Yeah. We definitely should talk on the phone about that. Obviously not on the radio.
Definitely don't want to talk about that on the radio, but yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, going back to school for electrician and getting HVAC soon. But I got to get going here. I just pulled up to my destination, so I'll just go and say 73 to you for now. And I'll chat at you later if I hear you on the radio some more. This is KR4AAE4KD2HXS. I'll be clear on your final.
All righty, Steven. And let me give you a little lesson here. The way to sign off when you're talking with somebody else is you throw their call sign out first. Like, for instance, you know, KR4AAE in the group, KB2HXS, gone, 73, you know, that kind of thing. Just, you know, a little teaching moment there, not criticizing.
No problem. It's been a while since I've been on the radio. Thanks for the reminder, KR4AAE.
There you go. Always end with your own call sign.
Monitor. Good evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just traveling to over to Greenville there for band practice.
There's some mountains tonight, so a beautiful night here.
I'm sorry, I missed that. The repeater kind of blanked out on me here. Say that one more time.
So I'm just hanging out in the Pisgah Mountains here. It's a beautiful night here.
Oh, up here in the Pisgah, yeah. Hey, what are you using? Are you using a crossband repeat?
This is what I'm on right now. I'm on 160, 610, 612, I think it is.
a little bit close to your mic.
146.610.
Oh, okay, okay. I hear an extra little click there. I guess you must be using a reverse PL or something on your radio. Okay, very good, very good. No, I didn't know if you were using a crossband, so it sounded like an extra click or an extra tail in there for crossband, that's all.
No, not doing crossband tonight, just hanging out here. I've got a little TYT-9800 here, and just enjoying the radio.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm mobiling along here. I use a ICOM IC7000 in my vehicle. It's basically 50-watt all-mode mobile, all-mode, all-band. I only run it at about 25 watts on FM. I don't run the full power. Don't need to heat it up.
I have 50 watts here because I got my antenna placed a different direction, my Yagi placed different direction than where you are, so.
Cool. And I forgot your name again. Is it Bart?
Roger that. Bravo Alpha Romeo Tango.
Okay. Excellent. Good. Yeah, I think we spoke a couple of days ago. Was that you? We were talking with Dave, KB4CBA. Was that the three of us?
That was the three of us, right.
Yeah, that's right. My memory is still pretty good now. Not bad.
Anything, so you're doing better than I am.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Steven's name before, but somehow I remembered yours. Weird.
I'll call back and tell you he was coming in good, and I'm going to go up to the activity center here and have some dinner and send me through to you, and you have a great day. KM4 GLI is clear after your final.
All right, very good, Bart. Have a good evening. 73 KM4 GLI KB2HXS. Have a good evening.